Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two on Sports Byline, the Sunday edition. Of course, we come to you for 2 hours each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Listen, if you listen to this show, listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I thank you from the bottom of my heart because there's a million things you can be doing right now. The fact you listen to the show, well, that's sort of cool. Straight up, we're talking mixed martial arts and boxing this hour. Of course, we'll bring in Johnny Sig. We're here from Jack Hermanson, the new star at 185 pounds in the world of middleweights in the USC. And of course, we'll hear from Teresa Tapia. That's right, Teresa Tapia, the wife, the widow of Johnny Tapia. Johnny Tapia, a multi-division champion, a personality, an erratic guy. To say he had issues would be an understatement. We'll talk with Teresa in depth about the book. Of course, we're talking about The Ghost of Johnny Tapia, the new book that's out, written by Teresa Tapia. She had a co-writer. We'll talk about that in depth with her in just a few minutes. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like. If you listen to the live show, you can. 1-800-878-7529. Our toll-free listener line, 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text us a message here in the studio. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1 week, 6 days away, of course, from Canelo Alvarez and Danny Jacobs vying for the World Middleweight Championship on the Zone. Of course, that's the big boxing news. The UFC rock and roll in their International Fight Week card has been set. John Jones taking on Thiago Santos, of course. And I mentioned in the first hour, Amanda Nunes, the monstrous, the beast at 135, now back at 135 after destroying Christine Cyborg Santos in like 20 seconds. Straight up. Amanda Nanos, she scares me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Now, everybody knows how proud I am of my Norwegian heritage. Yeah, my mother's Norwegian. I'm more Norwegian than anything else. Seriously, 50% down the middle, no doubt about it, a Nordic guy. So when I tell myself people, you know, I'm from Norway, they like look at me and laugh. But the bottom line is, we've got a fighter from Norway sort of taking over the UFC as far as the last couple of weeks are concerned. Jack Hermansson, of course, a winner last night of Ronaldo Souza. Pretty good fight. Let's give the kid from the Nordic land an interest here.
We're backstage with Jack Hermansson, who just defeated Jacare Souza here in Florida. Jack, 4 weeks ago, you were fighting David Branch, who you submitted. Tonight, you beat the number four ranked middleweight in the world, Jacare, a guy who is a legend in the sport. How happy are you?
I'm pretty happy, you know, but you don't see me smile too much because, you know, I didn't get the finish. I didn't have a perfect fight, but, you know, I did get the win, though, so I should be a little bit happy, you know. I just beat one of the top guys in the world, but, you know, I'm a perfectionist. I want to do it as good as possible, and I want to finish all of my fights because that's what the fans want to see, and that's what I want to do. So, but, you know, I'm all right happy.
Yeah, you should be. What, if anything, would you have liked to have done differently in that matchup?
For example, finish him with that guillotine that I had in there.
And, you know, we spoke before the fight, Jack, and I thought it was so interesting. Just, you were really confident. And when we talked, I said, do you want to just grapple with him to prove a point? And you said, yeah. I mean, how good did it feel to be able to do things like that and almost catch him in submissions and show, hey, I got this on the ground too?
Yeah, it was pretty good, you know. And I could see the people in the comment field were thinking that, all right, maybe Jack can pull off a first round finish, you know, to shock him. Like, and people thought that I was going into this fight just to give myself a chance, you know, maybe I throw a hard punch and see if I was lucky. But, you know, I beat him in almost all the rounds, maybe four of the five, and maybe that's more impressive.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the fact that this went all 25 minutes, and you didn't necessarily have a ton of time to prepare to go all five rounds. How did you feel in your first main event going the distance there?
It felt pretty good, you know, but it's never fun to go 25 minutes. It's too much time, you know. But I guess I get to get used to it because I'm going to be doing a lot of fights like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that smile on your face now. That's where the Joker name comes from. Where do you go from here? Obviously, I've got to imagine you'd like to take a little break. It's been kind of a busy month for you. But, I mean, in terms of a matchup, in terms of a card, is there anything that sticks out?
I mentioned the Copenhagen card. I think it's going to be in October, and I would love to headline that card, you know. It's close to my home turf, and I headline fight there against one of the best, one of the top names. I'm not sure who that's going to be right now, you know. I think that it's not going to be a Paulo Costa and your Romero fight in the nearest future, so maybe Romero will be up for it.
Right. Well, that will be a very interesting matchup should it come to fruition. But no matter what, I know that you're always going to come out to the octagon to do your very best and seek perfection. Congratulations on a beautiful performance tonight.
Thank you Thanks. Very much.
Hey, Johnny, how come the chicks can get away with waxing those guys at the end of those interviews? Because they're chicks, huh?
Yeah, I got to answer this one.
Yeah, I try to put it all the time. Anyway, bottom line is Hermansson now wins his 20th fight out of 24. Greg Hardy was the winner, a TKO over Dimitri. He's got a last name like a vodka. Just put to you like that. Let's not embarrass me any further. Okay, Smoliakhaev. Hey, that's pretty damn good. Smoliakhaev, that's pretty good. Mike Perry was winner over Alex Oliveira in a welterweight bout. Light heavyweights, former title challenger Glover Teixeira beat Ion Cutelaba with a submission, a rear naked choke. Teixeira, I thought, was a real deal until he ran into John Jones. Of course, Do we really know? Hey, John Jones, T.J. Dillashaw, these guys that have had these dope issues, and of course, T.J. Dillashaw is a rumor now. He was taking EPO for a long, long time. Do we have the right to go back there and erase those victories when we find out that we're on performance-enhancing drugs and all?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, but they don't do it in baseball or other sports. You know, you look at Barry Bonds, who's never really been caught, but
suspicions
were heavy.
Oh!
But they don't erase those things. They don't put asterisks next to those. If you don't get your money back for the tickets that you bought and paid for to watch these sensational athletes, you know, even if hopped up on juice, destroying baseballs, whatever they're doing, I think in combat sports, they should be banned for life. You know, this Tyrone Miller thing that just happened recently, not to fall off the rails here, but I was talking about hitting baseballs. Dude, these guys are hitting each other in the head, punching vital organs. How much drugs did Tyrone Miller just recently, the reason why I bring him up, he's the most recent person in combat sports.
No, he popped three different times. That's why you brought him. He popped three times.
He has more drugs in him than a Walgreens pharmacy. Like, it's unbelievable what the concoction was that he had in him. I don't think he should ever be able to box again. He's taking EPOs. That's injection. You know, like, I don't know, man. It's just terrible stuff that happened there with Jarrell Miller. But I think not only should they be, their purses should be, you know, withheld when they get caught, obviously. There should be a suspension one time, thereafter, lifetime ban. You know, we're not hitting baseballs here, guys. We're hitting you in your head and vital organs.
And that's what people don't realize. I mean, there's enough force involved with an elbow, a punch, a kick, a knee. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the force that people are taking from people that recover quicker than others with EPO. It's like Johnny, and I've told you this in the past, and I'll bring it up again. When Manny Pacquiao was rumored to be on Flintstone vitamins, he used to sit down on the stool and take two deep breaths, and he was done. I mean, he was relaxed. Like he was like on Valium for the rest of the entire rest period, where most guys are over there acting like asthmatics.
Yeah, and, you know, still showing good legs and great agility and speed, late in fights.
Power.
People say, oh, he was youthful, and he was and power, of course, the power. People say, oh, he's youthful, he was energetic. What happened when he started getting all these allegations thrown at him? When all this was spewed in his direction, the knockout stopped, you know, and he didn't look as sensational. Now, he looks pretty good of late. Is he back on it? I don't know. I can't say that. I don't want to, you know, point the finger at anyone. But I do have my suspicions about certain athletes over the years, and it's unfortunate that we have to deal with it. And hopefully, you know, guys can stay clear, and because there's so much talent out there. But you got to wonder, how good is the talent if they were actually doping the whole time? And without the doping, are they as good as they were supposed to be, or as good as the record suggests?
Well, Major League Baseball looked the other way for a long time, and the USC's got the U.S. Anti-Doping Association. And I heard something regarding T.J. Dillashaw's samples. The reason why they didn't test for EPO in his prior fights was it was too expensive. What kind of spit is that? And I mean spit with an H. Dana White said that.
The cheapest franchise out there. I'm not surprised by that statement. I mean, look at the way they pay their fighters. You know, you figure they're doping. Would their scanning for doping would not be high priced as well.
Well, I mean, a lot of the guys. I don't want to go down that road. Bottom line is Johnny Sig will be back in 20 minutes. Teresa Tapia will be in between. Of course, Teresa Tapia having written the book "The Ghost of Johnny Tapia." What are your memories of that? The crazy one. What were your memories of Johnny Tapia?
Oh, man, some of the greatest action fights I had seen at lower weight classes. Big personality. The tattoos, the character, just the passion. You've got to love the intensity, man. Like, he personified life. Like, whenever you saw him in the ring, it was alive. It was electric. Whenever you heard him in an interview, it was alive and electric. That personality was contagious, and I fell in love right away, man, from day one when I saw him.
You know, as I said, and I've said it many, many times here, he took care of a stablemate of mine, Henry Martinez, and we thought, we knew that Henry probably wasn't going to win that fight. We went down there to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it's sort of like wishing a guy, like when the guy's about to get on the Titanic. You know what I'm saying? What do you say to a guy that's about to get on the Titanic? Tell me, Johnny, what do you say to him?
He's about to sink?
No! I just don't know. I didn't know what to. In other words, I'm wishing Henry the best of luck, even though I know Johnny was, like, you know, two levels above him.
That's what I'm saying. He's about to go down, bro.
No, I can't tell my guy that, man. Hey, Pedro, what do you think? I think it's going to be a good close fight. That's what I tried to say. Bottom line is Johnny Sig returns in 20 minutes. Next up, Teresa Tapia, the author and the Widow of Johnny Tapia, The Ghost of Johnny Tapia. That's the book, folks. We'll talk about that in depth and how it's getting distributed. I mean, how can you get a copy of this hot book written by Teresa Tapia? She's got a co-writer over there, of course. The Ghost of Johnny Tapia. That and more as we return on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour. It's not another ism or schism or a brick in a wall
around a prison. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Aha, the theme music. Johnny Tapia, late Johnny Tapia. Straight up, his wife is online, his widow. Of course, talk about Teresa Tapia, the author of The Ghost of Johnny Tapia. Teresa, how's life treating you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you? Happy late Easter.
Happy late Easter to you. Let's talk about the book. How did it, first of all, I think what we missed, we glossed over the first time we talked was, how do we get the book?
Well, it's going to be released in the very near future. It's been postponed because they have a bigger distribution company that was interested. Mm-hmm. So a lot of good things. And it's like I said, I'll have to keep you posted when I have a firm date.
Okay. Was there any reluctance on other members of the Tapia family that you wrote this story, that you wrote this book? Was there any reluctance on their part? Were they pissed off?
No. They never commented on anything, and so they actually weren't really close to Johnny towards the end of his life, you know, so there wasn't really much to do with anybody. His grandparents, once they passed away, it kind of even left the family even further apart, but no reluctance at all.
So Johnny's world, when he passed away, was it all about just you? I mean, was it just you and like one or two other people, or was it just you?
It was just me and the kids. It was very small circle of people. I got to tell you, last night I went to a Sammy Hagar concert. He was here, and it was the coolest thing. He did this song dedicated to Johnny. It just had everybody crying in the crowd, and it was just so surreal. So we're still on that. As you know, Sammy did the foreword in Johnny's book.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very close. And so we used to go, you know, with him to concerts and stuff. But it was kind of a neat thing to see him, you know, still, you know, just, you know, admiring and keeping Johnny's memory alive. So it was kind of neat to see last night.
59 and 5, 30 KOs. There's been documentaries done. Do you think there will ever be like a full-length motion picture on him?
You're asking the right questions. I'm actually in negotiations about a movie right now.
You know, and I know a good guy to play the ring announcer, a guy that's just did a couple of his gigs back in the day, of course. You know, I was thinking the other day, we did, like, I think we did one at the Tingley Coliseum, and we did one in the Dodge Arena, and we all over the, you know, the Southwest, but he brought it each and every time. He just did. I mean, the personality was there, and Johnny was... How can I say one of a kind? That cliche gets used over and over again, but Johnny really lived up to that. He was one of a kind.
He really was. I mean, just even watching him in the ring, sometimes you forget, you know, being married to him, what a great fighter he was, because I had all Johnny out of the ring antics. So watching him, I was watching one of his highlight videos the other day, and, you know, he was so impressive the way he fought. And he had it all. I mean, he, you know, defense, offense, speed, everything you could think of all wrapped into one. And I think, you know, being married to him, that's a part that I don't usually pay attention to, because, like I said, I was the wife and the manager. But looking back at his highlights, I was just so impressed by how complete he was as a fighter.
Was that his Prozac? Was that his therapy, per se?
It was, yes. He used to say, you know, without boxing, I probably wouldn't live, you know, past a certain age. And, you know, after he retired, he didn't survive a year after boxing, which is, it's kind of eerie, but, he called it. He used to say, you know, that boxing saved his life.
Mauricio Pastrana, while that last fight in 2011, June the 4th, 2011, of course, at the Hard Rock in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Last night they rocked for him at this big concert with Sammy Hagar. I mean, it's got to touch you to Johnny. I mean, he's been, you know, 6 years gone. Most guys are forgotten in 6 weeks.
Exactly. You know, even when he passed away, they had the biggest, you know, we had the memorial service at the Pit here, which is where Johnny won his first title. And he broke records for attendance, you know, at the Pit when he was fighting. And he broke records at that same Pit, you know, for his memorial. Thousands and thousands of people, they were lined up from 6 a.m. and they were there. You know, it was like I said, people love him, but Johnny genuinely loved people. And that's what we have to remember. And I think that's why he left such a mark on the world.
Was this small circle of that he tied together with you and the kids? It was a small circle even when he was at his peak. I mean, when he had people, it wasn't a big entourage.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the entourage would come, of course, for the fight. But,
yeah.
But I'm sure, as you've witnessed countless times with tons of fighters, it's like after that bell, the final bell rings, and you know, you go home and you're all beat up and you're bruised. The only one that's around is, you know, it was always me and my kids with him. And, you know, we were the ones that would be there. And then your phone doesn't ring until the next fight. Then you're popular again. But this is kind of how life was.
I used to pull into Las Vegas for big fights, and I find all these phone messages on my on the hotel answering machine when I got there. Can you get me tickets? Can you get me tickets? I mean, come on, man. Please. Even when I used to fight, that was crazy because, you know, you're stressed out. I mean, anybody knows when you're boxing is not something you go into like, golly gee whiz, you're stressed out no matter what. I don't care who you are. You're stressed out. You have to be. It's part of the concentration. And I'd go into fights and people say to me, they call me the morning of the fight. Hey, can you get me a ticket?
I mean, exactly.
There's no etiquette there. There's no etiquette in the fight fan.
Exactly. So I was the buffer because, you know, Johnny wouldn't answer any phones. He wouldn't even turn on his phone. They all had to go through me. So I wasn't a favorite person at that time. But, you know, my job was just to protect him. You know, another interesting thing. So we have our boys. They're 14 and 18. Mm-hmm. They actually just started in the gym. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing yet. So we'll have to wait and see.
14 and 18, though, at least you got the 14. I mean, I really don't believe in starting kids too early anymore because I've seen a couple of kids get rattled. And if I saw one kid get rattled, it's one kid too many. You feel where I'm coming from?
Yes, I agree.
Because, you know, this is not baseball.
It isn't. And, you know, and that's why I try to keep them out of it. They've been in the gym their whole life, you know, since Johnny was around. And this is something especially my 14-year-old, he wanted to pursue this for so long. And they're big boys, you know. My 14-year-old's 5'11", he's about 160 pounds. And then my 18-year-old's 6'1", and he's about 145 pounds. But this is something they've always wanted to do. And Johnny used to say, I fight so you guys don't have to. So I kind of tried to live up to that. But, you know, after a while, if they're still continuing wanting to do it, it's going to be a lot of pressure on them. And this is a side that I don't have Johnny here to you know, be able to walk us through that. But I don't know. I always wonder, like, how would he handle it? Because he did not want them to fight.
Do they realize that?
Yes, they do. And I've told them. And it's a big name to live up to, and they're hard shoes to fill. And there's pressure coming off, like you just talked about. Fighters already under immense pressure. So imagine being the son of somebody like that, you know. And so it's I'll have to keep you posted on a lot of things to come in the future, including the boys.
There is nothing more stressful, I mean, than especially if you, listen, to have a soft fight, you get nervous for soft fights. But if you got a fight where, like, the coin's going to be tossed, you're, like, freaking out inside, Teresa. You're like, oh, my, you know, I mean, there's this great confidence on one side. And then all of a sudden, the doubter comes in a little bit. And he stands on your shoulder. He talks to you for a little bit. And you have to chase him away. I mean, this emotional thing before fights, people just don't realize.
And you're right. And I think that's why. Do you remember how every fight with Johnny would say, I refuse to lose? And he would always say that. And I think that was his mantra. And I think you're 100% right. I think that was something to psych himself up to, you know, you probably did the same thing. I don't know.
No, I did. I did all kinds of stuff. But the espresso used to help me. My mother used to sneak stuff into the dressing room. This is the truth, folks. She used to sneak a little shot of espresso, like a double shot of espresso into the dressing room. And I pumped that stuff up about 20 minutes before a fight. And I'd go out there. I'd be flying. It was legal. It was my drug of choice.
Well, when Johnny would fight, it would be funny, you know, when he was with Oscar in training camp, mm-hmm. you know, Oscar's the one that gave Johnny, I told you the name, Mivi the Loca, before mm-hmm. that he was a babyface assassin.
Right.
Well, Oscar's very, you know, he's also a complete fighter, and I respect Oscar highly, but he has, you know, he's always had his stuff together where everything's very calm, and, you know, if you go into his dressing room before a fight, it's very quiet, and he's resting, and he would get so nervous with Johnny, because he'd say, Tapia, what are you doing? You'd go into Johnny's dressing room, and he's drinking Dr. Pepper, eating Snickers bar, dancing, Spanish music blasting, people in and out, you know, it was like a celebration, and Oscar was such a different character, so he would always, you know, look at Johnny, and that, so he gave him that title, Mivi the Loca, so Johnny would come into the gym already beat up, and Oscar would say, what the heck's wrong with you? What were you doing, Tapia? He's like, oh, I got in a fight, Oscar. You know, these guys want to test me. So it was just a funny thing. So Johnny was definitely different.
Tapia, if he was fighting today, he'd probably be a perfect candidate for MMA at 125 pounds. If he could make that weight, get up to that weight.
That's what he said. He was like, I missed out on the MMA stuff. I did it for free. They dumped me on the streets. He's like, I could have got paid for all that.
So when do we anticipate the ghost of Johnny Tapia hitting the bookstores? The next 6 months?
Oh, definitely the next 6 months. It was originally slated to be released in May, and they pushed it back, like I said, because they're actually making it even to a longer version. So it's just a lot of great things happening, and I will definitely, you'll be the first to know, and I'll keep you posted on the movie deal and everything else that's coming along.
When Johnny, in 2011, when it was time to say goodbye in June 2011, was he doing any dope at that point in time?
He actually had gone off drugs. What the end of his life, it wasn't even drugs that he was abusing. He actually got addicted to prescription pills.
Oh, no.
You know, everything in his body was broken. So every time he would go in, they started, you know, prescribing opiates. And unfortunately, that was what he was battling. It wasn't even cocaine anymore. It was opiates.
So you think that heart issue that took him away was brought on by the opiates?
It probably was a combination of abusing stuff his whole life. And then, you know, I think, and Johnny just, he would always say, you know, like, I have this last letter from him that he wrote me on a Friday, and he passed away on Sunday. And he just said, I'm tired, you know, I'm ready to go. I want to be with my mom. It was like he always knew. And he just always, like, his book, I'll have to send it to you, but it says he had one foot in the grave and one foot on this earth, and he was already ready to go. And that's what he used to tell people, like, don't feel for me, I've lived a great life. And but of course we didn't want him to go, but I think it was just a combination of everything.
Teresa Tappy, it's very difficult interviewing you because of Johnny Tappy. It just is. I get a little teary-eyed at times, but I thank you so much for your time. And you're a princess. Take care of those kids, man. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Okay, bye-bye.
Teresa Tappy on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The book is called The Ghost of Johnny Tappy. It'll soon hit bookshelves.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Welcome to New York City. In a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Teresa Tapia, what can I say? She tells it like it is. Gets me a little teary-eyed at times, because Johnny was cool. Johnny was cool. Well, hey, Johnny, say, you on the line there?
Yeah, man, I'm on the line. I still got goosebumps.
Okay, let me. I love to tell this Johnny Tapia story. We're having drinks and in Miami, Florida. There was fights at the Hialeah Arena, something like that. Don King, I think Don King was throwing them. Anyway, Robert Middleman was there. Johnny Tappy was there. And I'm not sure if Teresa was there. No, Teresa wasn't there. So there was a bunch of guys sitting at the table. And Robert Middleman says he's going to buy rounds. So he buys like four or five rounds. I think I had like two, maybe three. Bottom line was he charged into my room. Okay, and when I went to check out in the morning, I had a $375 bill, bar bill, and the guy said, "We're calling the cops on you." And I had this like super shuttle, this big blue van waiting for me outside, and it was either pay the $350. And anyway, the bottom line is Robert Middleman burned me that night. And of course, he told Johnny Tappy, he says, "Yeah, Pedro's buying all the drinks. What a good guy I am. And Pedro's too cheap to buy drinks." I said, "I'm not too cheap to buy drinks, Robert." And then Robert stuck me with the bill. What a creep. Anyway, back to Johnny Tappy just for a second. Do you think they could really tell his whole story without it being too ugly?
It's impossible, and I think that's part of the intrigue. It's like a rock and roll story, if you will. Like, you know, when you hear something about the guys from the Rolling Stones or Motley Crue, it's bigger than just what they are. It's a polarizing life surrounded with controversy, fun, crazy times, sad times. It's an emotional roller coaster. And that's why ever since I saw him, the first time I really started following him was against Paul Ayala. And I noticed, like, wow, this guy throws a lot of punches. This guy's ferocious. He's fierce. And he fought exactly the way he lived. And that's why his fights were always a thrill ride. And so to answer your question, yeah, I mean, the controversy has been there, but we always talk week in and week out about how Mike Tyson's controversial nature was what led to his success at being a household name. If you go up to anyone on the street and say the name Mike Tyson, they know who he is, and they have an image in their head. Johnny Tappia is a similar type of person. Okay.
Boxing fans want somebody to challenge for the heavyweight championships that's hungry. Andrew Ruiz doesn't look hungry.
No, he don't look hungry at all. Actually, he's quite well fed. He throws a lot of punches. You know, okay opponent, you know, especially short notice after what happened with Miller, you know, and they offered Ortiz a lot of money. Luis Ortiz, $7 million, and he turned it down. Now, going back to, you know,
he must be on dope.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll never get $7 million in doping. Yeah, and he couldn't do it right then and there, huh?
Yeah, maybe he's in between a cycle. Why would you turn down $7 million? For the life of me, I'm trying to figure this out. And again, not to point the fingers and make all these allegations against guys, but here's a former guy. He's a guy that got caught twice, you know, a former guy that got caught twice on charges. And now he's turning down $7 million when he just made his highest payday, what was a $500,000 against Deontay Wilder. Why else are you not taking this fight? Maybe because you can't get the fight because you're going to fail at best.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Speaking of, we're going back to Jarrell Miller for a second. Three different, he tested positive for EPO, HGH, and steroids, correct?
Yes.
That's like a trifecta.
It's crazy, man. I think that's the worst, you know, someone getting caught in the history of steroid usage. I mean, that's a whole lot. And think about how bad that is for his body, man. I did some research on these things. It sounded just awful. I'm surprised the guy's still alive.
Let's switch gears just for a second. Let's go back to the world of the UFC. Right now, the UFC heavyweight champion, of course, is Daniel Cormier. He knocked out Stipe Miocic. He deserves to be there. But there's always going to be somewhat of an asterisk next to his career because the only time he's ever lost was to John Jones, and John Jones was tested positive. We know that not once, not twice, maybe thrice for performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, where do we go with that? In other words, it seems to me like the UFC, with the fact that they didn't, you know, push the Dillashaw EPO testing, and it was rumored. I mean, Cody Garbrandt said a couple of years ago that he was taking EPO. So if anybody dropped a hint that he was taking EPO, hey, why don't we test him for EPO?
Absolutely, man. It should be regulated a lot more, you know, and the money's got to be put and invested in it. If their excuse is it costs too much money, UFC makes a ton of money. That's no excuse, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they got to definitely routinely check these guys. Again, this is people's health. This is, you know, this isn't playing like, you know, soccer or tennis or golf. This is legit stuff.
4.2, I mean, how can I put it? $4.2 billion is what they paid for the UFC. Whoever, the people that bought the UFC, that's $420 million. That's a lot of money, man. Jeez, that's a lot of money. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of money, and you really don't know where the USC is going to find their investment. I mean, they must be thinking 35 or 40 years down the road, unless they expect to to have these guys come in and fight real quick and make their careers real short? Because here's what's up, Johnny. If they make these guys' careers real short, they don't have to pay them much money. You know what I'm saying? If these guys get ruined in 8 or 10 fights with the UFC, boom, they're done. And then, you know, they're done. So they're not going to make any more money, any more big money. And the UFC, of course, paying guys 8 to 10% of the original of the official revenues as far as the big pie is concerned. In other words, look at a pie, all that big piece of pie, 100% of the pie, and the fighters getting paid, taking those lumps, getting knocked out with elbows and stuff like that, are only getting 8 to 10%. So I guess that lawsuit's still going forward down there in Las Vegas, although I haven't heard much about it. Now we'll switch gears once again. Let's go back to the sport of boxing. Is Danny Jacobs going to pull the upset here?
Man, this is an intriguing fight. I like this fight for a lot of reasons. I do have Canelo as my favorite to win a unanimous decision in a very competitive fight. Canelo's been looking great lately, you know, showing great upper body movement in concert with great combination punching, confidence, power, you know, and it's only getting better. You look at Danny Jacobs' last three fights. Now, he was very competitive 4 fights ago with Triple G. Since then, Danny Jacobs, to me, doesn't look like the same guy, okay? Now, if that Danny Jacobs that fought Triple G shows up, I like Danny Jacobs' chances to get, it's almost so hard to say he could pull off a unanimous decision here in Vegas against Canelo. But it would be competitive. It would be a very competitive fight if he brings that skill set. If we saw this flat, complacent guy we saw in his last 3 fights, man, now I'm talking knockout for Canelo. Either which way, I think Canelo prevails, and I think we're going to get some good entertainment with world-class guys at the highest level of the sport in the middleweight division.
Danny Jacobs hasn't looked the same since the Triple G fight. Triple G hasn't looked the same since the Danny Jacobs fight.
Yeah, you know, great point. You know, that was a game-changer for both guys. You know, we'll see how Triple G looks going against this Stephen Rolls guy he's about to fight, you know, but you're absolutely right. He's not been the same guy. And Larry hit the nail on the head when he said he expected Triple G to be more aggressive in that rematch. I totally agree. You know, even though he showed a good jab, he just wasn't an aggressor. He wasn't someone that was looking to put a finish to the end of a game plan that it looked like he just didn't have. It looked like there was really no game plan for Canelo in that fight, for Triple G against Canelo.
What I thought was, I thought he was just an old guy that had to force himself to do things. See, when you're old and you've got to force yourself to do things, and it isn't natural. You're not cutting off the corners. You're just following guys around the ring. I mean, that was a classic in the Jacobs fight, both and the second Canelo fight as well. Triple G just followed him around the ring, and he didn't show the ferocity that he showed against lesser opponents. I mean, like a year, 2 years ago. I mean, he was mowing guys down like a lawnmower. He was scary, and then all of a sudden, not so scary.
Could be age, and it could be level of opposition, and both at the same time. His age was getting higher in number, and the level of opposition was getting better at that said same time. So I think it was a combination of both, and you know, I expect him to get past Rolls and maybe get a rematch with Canelo after this one. Should Canelo get past Jacobs? We see what happens. It's going to be interesting. The third fight will happen, and I think ultimately Canelo looking good this week coming up. I think that he takes out Triple G by knockout next time around if we see the same Canelo that's been on track to look sensational as he has of late.
Okay, Sammy in Vegas texts me, listen on K-Shop, 1400 AM. Oh, God, I can't say that. Can't say it. Oh, can't do that to me anyway. Bottom line is he shot me a quick text here. And how am I going to, I can't do that. Anyway, bottom line is I usually don't do that, not be able to say something, but that was a little off the wall. It jumped in there. I thought I could deal with it, the first sentence, and then he went off the rails after that point. Back to the world of boxing. How much are these guys going to make? I mean, we know what Canelo's making. What does Danny Jacobs make for this fight?
If I had to guess the purse, I'm going to say $3 to $5 million.
Wow.
That's a guesstimation. He could be making more. He could be making more, you know. There's no pay-per-view incentives, obviously, because it's on the zone. So I'm expecting the number to be higher than the usual guarantee. So I'm going to say 3 to 5. And he's, you know, he's earned it, man. Danny Jacobs is a class act, man. I mean, look what he did. He cancer survivor. They told him he was never going to walk again. Yeah. And now look where he is. Look at the position he put himself in. So I like to see people like that that's been clean. You know, we talk about EPO and steroids a lot on this show because it's a pressing issue in combat sports and it pisses us off, quite frankly. But you have guys like Danny Jacobs who was in the fight of his life and got back on track literally by able to walk again. And now he's fighting in the biggest fight in boxing to date this year, and the biggest fight of his life and Canelo's life, because this is a very important fight for Canelo. This is early in that zone contract. So a loss here would really hurt him.
Okay, somebody, he reshot me this text. He said, what does it say when Larry Merchant says that the zone vice president David Harmon doesn't know how to watch the zone? What does that say about the zone, Johnny Sig?
It's confusing some people. I don't blame him, man. You know, I was like, you know, when I first got on, my girl had to walk me through this. I'm like, babe, I can't get the stream. It's not working. Do I have to use the Xbox or the PlayStation? How do I get it? You know, and now I got it on track, man. I was at the grill yesterday. I had my phone going. I got the zone going. I got my iPad going with ESPN, with the UFC. Man, I had it all together. I was by the grill, and people were like, man, you don't mess around. I'm like, nah, dude. So now I got it on track. Once you get it rocking and rolling, you're good. It takes a minute to get there.
Okay, back to the $64,000 question I posed to you a little bit earlier. Who's going to end up being better? I'm putting you on the spot right now. Lopez or Pregas? Regis Pregas or Teofimo Lopez? Right now, if I put a gun to your head and said, who's going to be better? Who's going to be the better?
Program. I see more versatility. I see more boxing ability. I see great leg movement. I see ring intellect. I see killer instinct. I see everything that makes a great, great fighter that I've watched over the years blossom, or even guys that I picked up like late when I came into boxing in the 80s and did my research on fighters. There is greatness. There's potential for major, major greatness there.
Okay. Speaking of major greatness, now with the opponent being up in the air and it looks like it's going to be Andy Ruiz at the Garden, it really doesn't matter to the Garden crowd because they're coming over from across the pond. They're coming over for like a week in New York City, right? They could care. I mean, he could fight you, Joshua.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, and I'm glad that America is embracing him. A lot of those tickets, don't get it twisted, though, were sold by UK guys. And this is why I love our fans in the UK, man. They don't mess around. When they love somebody, they will travel, they will have fun, they will get on that plane, they will sing their songs, they will come and take your city over and have a great time. That's what I love about the sport of boxing. It's a world sport, seeing the cultures. Anthony Joshua was very smart to come to New York City. And he's going to make a big impression on his own that night against Andy Ruiz. And I think it should be a fun fight because Andy, you know, he's coming to win, man. He throws. He's got confidence. You know, he doesn't look the type, the part. But I tell you what, man.
Yeah, you know what? No. Let me do that Lennon McCartney line. Yeah. Okay, that's yeah.
I'm trying to sell the fight.
I know you're trying to sell it. Straight up, did Terrence Crawford live up to do what he can? As far as Amir Khan's concerned, I wouldn't even give him a good actor's award. Should he ever be paid to box again?
I don't understand how you complain about your balls getting hurt when you get hit in your knee. Unless, you know, Amir Khan's got the biggest sack on the planet, which he showed he didn't because he quit.
No, what showed he didn't when 6'7" Anthony Joshua snatched his lady.
Oh, man, that's a whole other story for another day.
Oh!
You know?
Oh!
And has that affected Amir's performance?
But there he goes. Hold on. Wait. Let me get it. Can I get it? Amir, don't get mad at me. Stop it, Amir. Please. Oh
my
God.
That was the interview of the year. The interview of the year right there. Amir Khan on Ring Talk Radio 2 weeks ago.
John Signorella on the MMA Hour, folks. Check him out on YouTube. What's that YouTube page?
Ring Talk Worldwide. Check us out. All the shows are up pretty much an hour after they post. Archive shows and bonus footage as well.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That is the great John Signorello. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Back for the close of hour number two, right after this.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check out this new tune by Tower of Power. Let that music play. On the soul side of town, the title track of the latest Tower of Power LP, actually I think the 21st studio album for the band, or studio CD, call it what you want, original recording. Bottom line is, they are at towerofpower.com, celebrating 50 years of funk and soul. Check them out, towerofpower.com, the Funksters of Oakland, California. Straight up, top 10 boxers right now, pound for pound. I think it boils down to pound for pound, the king right now, and the guy's only got 13 fights. Vasyl Lomachenko, what can I say? After I watched his last couple of fights, even though he got dropped in that one fight, I was doubting him a little bit. But the bottom line is, you know, you get caught on the chin with a punch you don't see coming, you're going to get dropped. But he got up. He took care of business, of course. And I think in that last fight, man, Lomachenko looked like he's the real deal. Of course, Roberto Duran's former manager, the amateur standout Hector Martinez, thinks that Lomachenko He chips away at you, but when he in beating on guys, but he chips away at them with shots that hurt, man. I think at 135 pounds, he's reached his zenith as far as size is concerned. Of course, he concurs. He says that 135 is probably too much for him. He should be fighting at 130, but 135, what can I say? Mikey Garcia, well, you know, after the fight with Errol Spence, you should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter, but if you want to step up, that's the real fight. Of course, that's the only real fight that Larry Merchant says he wants to see, as far as Lomachenko is concerned, is with Mikey Garcia. Of course, Mikey Garcia, just not high on my list right now. Mikey wasn't high on my list going in there. I mean, all that crap he took Victor Conti's snack stuff, that doesn't help with a snot, did it? Didn't help him any. Didn't win a round. Didn't win a minute of a round. When you don't win a round, it's one thing, but when you don't win a minute of a round, you suck. Mikey Garcia, you have the intestinal fortitude and the size. You have the stones the size of a hamster, and that's downgrading hamsters. I'm sorry, hamsters. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. 35 years of radio, live on Sports Byline, each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, produced by the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for tuning in to the longest-running fight show in history. Often imitated, but hey, never duplicated.